Ladies and gentlemen, it's 4 o'clock in the Fraser Canyon on July 2nd, 2018. Through the special magic of radio, allow me to turn the clock back 76 years. You are 15 meters below sea level aboard U-96, a U-boat 2 weeks out of Lorient, France, on patrol in the North Atlantic. Southwest of Rockall Banks, in the following seas, they have lent their color to the fog-bound sky. It's just starting to rain. Just out of view to your port, a convoy shepherded by 4 low-slung destroyers noses through the swells, bones in their teeth. The captain hooks his arm over the optics and begins a slow, deliberate rotation. Here in Lillooet, British Columbia, this is CHLS 100.5 FM. Right between your ears.
Nation. Wahnsinnige Fahrt voraus. Rohr 3 feuerbereit, Herr Kaloy.
talk about a moon floating in the sky, looking like a lily on a lake. Talk about a bird learning how to fly, making all the music he can make. Happy talk, keep talking, happy talk. Talk about things you'd like to do. You gotta have a dream. If you don't have a dream, how you gonna have a dream come true? Talk about a star looking like a toy, peeking through the branches of a tree. Talk about a girl, talk about a boy, counting all the ripples in the sea. Happy talk, keep talking, happy talk. Talk about things you'd like to do. You gotta have a dream. If you don't have a dream, how you gonna have a dream come true? Talk about a boy saying to the girl,
golly baby, I'm a lucky guy.
Talk about a girl saying to the boy, you and me is lucky to be us. Happy talk, keep talking, happy talk. Talk about things you'd like to do. You gotta have a dream. If you don't have a dream, how you gonna have a dream come true? If you don't talk happy,
if you don't talk happy,
and you never have a dream,
and you never have a dream,
then you'll never.
right, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, this is Mike, your host, coming at you live from the Rec Center down Main Street, down in downtown Lillooet. And let me tell you what we've been listening to so far. I gave a little preamble at the beginning of the show, if you caught it, but we'll go over it again anyway. The first tune you heard was a little bit of a long one. It's about 6 minutes. It's a remix edit that I made myself, so I'm going to tell you what the pieces of it are. And it was a mixture of a band called U96 out of Germany, who performed the musical background to the movie Das Boot. And if any of you have seen that movie, you recognize that part of it anyway. And the balance of the other music in there was by a man called Kevin Manthei, M-A-N-T-H-E-I. And he did the musical background to a submarine simulator computer game series called Silent Hunter. And Silent Hunter turned out to be the most popular and the best submarine simulator of them all. There's about maybe a dozen contenders, and so they went through Silent Hunter 1, 2, 3, 4, maybe up to 5, I'm not sure. But that guy's name is Kevin Manthei. So I called the piece Grey Wolves Mix, and it was just kind of to give you an idea of what it would be like sound-wise to be on a U-boat and going on a patrol in the North Atlantic. And so after that, we left the North Atlantic, and we went all the way during the same time period, about 76 years ago, we went all the way to the South Pacific. And we heard the beautiful Charlotte Church singing a song by Rodgers and Hammerstein called Bali High from the musical South Pacific. And that was followed up by Doris Day, another beautiful singer, singing another selection from Rodgers and Hammerstein's score of South Pacific called Happy Talk. And we finished the set up with Hank Snow, Canada's own, and I believe New Brunswick's own, Hank Snow, his song called Geisha Girl. And I was just going to add there that I grew up listening to him because my dad had all his records and had even met him once. There's a whole generation of American country, western, and cowboy style singers who learned to sing from listening to Hank Snow. And he toured an awful lot down in the South, too. I can't champion his voice enough. He was a great singer. So that was our first set, and with all that being said, just want to wish everybody a great Canada Day after, and tell everybody that I'm currently testing positive for Saskatoon berries. That's the kind of week I've been having, a wonderful week. So let's get on with the show. To describe the trail makes one a storyteller. To extract meaning makes one a philosopher. To share makes one human. Bobcat Logic. Tuesdays, 9 in the morning. Wednesdays, 4 in the afternoon. Thank you. Lord have mercy.
Some of y'all ain't never been down south too much. I want to tell you a little story. Down south, we got a plant. Grows up in the field. Looks up like a turnip green. Everybody call it poke salad. I said poke salad. Listen, now this old girl will go out in the evening and pick a little mess of it. Care at home cooking his supper. You see, that's about all they had to eat. They did all right. I'm down in Louisiana, where the alligator grows on me. There got a girl, she would swear to the world. She made the alligator look tame. Oh, salad, Annie. Everybody saying what a shame. Your mama, she's been working on a train game. Wait a minute. Every day before supper time, she go down by the truck path. She pick a mess of poke salad, carry it home in a tote sack. Poke salad, Annie. Poke salad, Annie. Everybody saying what I say. Your mama been working on a turkey. Go down, baby. Wait a minute, listen. Her daddy was a lazy and no count. Claim he got a bad back. When all her brother, they grew up all. They steal a watermelon out of my truck sack. Oh, Sally, daddy. Oh, Sally, daddy. Everybody saying what I'm saying. Oh, Anna, she's a mean businesswoman. Wait a minute, honey. Now, every day before supper time, she go down by the truck pad. She pick a mess of poke salad to carry it home in a tote sack. Poke salad, Anna. Poke salad. Everybody saying what I say. Your mama been working on a train gang. Oh, and they got a razor in a pocket. Come on, George, bring it out now. Everybody saying what I say. Your mama, she been working on a chain gang. You know Anna, she's mean. Down here, this truck stop. I done got a hundred again now. Hey, Annie.
Yeah, what you want, boy?
Well, you know, I've been riding up and down the road 95. I've been riding out there for a while now. And I done got a hundred. You think you can hook me up, baby?
Well, that all depends on what you want there, boy.
Well, look here, mama, what you got? Let me go back here in this kitchen.
Well, look like I got a frog, a coon, and a possum burning in the box. What you want to do, boy?
Now, Annie, I know I'm from the country, but I don't eat that. Jimmy eat that. Jimmy, you want some of that? Some possum, you want? Yeah, he like that possum stew. I don't eat that, though. You know, Andy, they talk about you got some pork salad. I hear them talk about it on CD.
Yeah, I think I might have a little bit left there, but what you want to do now? You know, you didn't pay me last time, too.
But, Andy, we go way back. You think I can get something? I got about
$2. $2? Boy, you know inflation is here.
But Annie, come on, we from the old school.
All right, I'ma let you have it this time, but don't make this no habit now.
I'll tell you what we do. Add a little poke salad. I need a mean dessert. Oh, Annie, she's a rough. Add a little pork side. You know I need a mean dessert. I think I done got full now. I better sneak on out the door while Annie's in the back. Tiptoe. Add a little pork salad. You know I need a mean messer.
Well, I'll see you later, Annie. I got to go. Wait a minute, boy. Come here.
I done got you. See you later, alligator. Catch you on the blind side. Get that bad. Hold on. Add a little pork salad. You know side. You know I need a field dresser. That song is by Mr. Joe Tony White.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, I'm Mike, your host, on this edition of Right Between Your Ears, coming at you live from the Rec Center on Main Street in beautiful downtown Lillooet. Now, just before we get to the weather, I'll tell you what we listened to in this second set. Started it up with a band called Octave Cat, spelled like it sounds, and their song is called Clay. And what it comes from is another computer game called Dreamfall. And it's made by some guys over in Norway. And they did a wonderful job. It was the first video game that I know of that ever came out where your character couldn't die, no matter how stupid you were. So you didn't have to keep restarting and restarting. Now, after that, we sounded like we traveled way down south, but in reality we were at a restaurant bistro on the east coast of the U.S., practically in New England, and I forget the name of the joint, but I sure know the name of the band, and that was Ceyron Crenshaw Quartet, and their rendition of Tony Joe White's song, famous song, Poke Salad Annie. One of the best renditions that I've ever heard. Many people have done that song, and I will treat you to other versions of it. as time goes by. But that was Ceyron Crenshaw Quartet with Polk Salad Annie. And the set was finished off by yours truly, Howling Like a Hound Dog, with my own composition called White Trash. And for the sake of my family, I guess I better put a little disclaimer in here. I'm not ashamed of my family at all. I've got Welsh, Irish, Swedish, German, and Cherokee that I know of. But when I was a young lad, banging on my guitar in the bedroom, at a certain point I realized that we didn't have any royalty or nobility in the family tree. After I started doing a little research, I was kind of disheartened by that, so I made up that song called White Trash. And now that gets us on up into the weather, and let's see what we got here. I'm gonna fresh it up and get the very latest. Oh boy, you know, it changed 5 degrees in the last 20 minutes according to this chart I'm reading from here. So here's what we got right now. Current conditions in Lillooet are 17 degrees Celsius, and the barometric pressure sits at 102 kilopascals with a tendency to rise. The dew point is 7.3 Celsius, and the humidity is at 52. Now, overnight tonight, there's a chance of showers, a pretty good chance of showers. It was sprinkling when I came in the studio, so let's just call it showers. And the temperature will be sitting about 14. Wake up on Tuesday, and the highest it's going to get is about 26. And a 30% chance of showers will hang on through the day, and expect cloudy skies. Now, overnight on Tuesday night, you're going to have a temperature dipping down to 11 Celsius with a 30% chance of showers hanging on. Going into Wednesday, the high will be 24 with a mix of sun and cloud, so it's struggling back. And the overnight climbs up a couple of degrees to 13 and showing some clear skies and stars. Going into Thursday, the high will creep right on up to 32 with just a pure sunny day. And that's the hottest day they're showing for the week, so Thursday, mark it down. Thursday night, still going down to 13, but with those clear skies, the heat dissipates pretty quick. And heading into next weekend, Friday is going to have a high of 26, sunny day, but it just cooled down for some reason during the day. And the overnight is still sitting at 13 with clear skies. Clear skies continue into Saturday, and the high will be 24 with a beautiful sunny day, and the overnight dipping down 1 degree lower to 12 with clear skies still. And going on into next Sunday, the 8th of July, the predicted high is 26 Celsius for a sunny day. Now, the showers tonight will end this evening, and then it'll just be cloudy. And the 30% chance will hang on, like I said. The winds should be out of the west at 20 kilometers, and they'll become light as the evening wears on. Now, for the averages and extremes, since 1998 on this day, we had a pretty incredible one of 39.4 Celsius in 2015, which was not that long ago. And the lowest is equally incredible at 8.9, and that happened in 1999. And with all that weather being said, it is time now. I think we'll take a little turn of events here, and we'll head over the Atlantic, and I think we're going to go to Ireland first. Let's see. Ladies and gentlemen, join us each Wednesday night at 8 p.m. for Radio Lillooet's special presentations of thought-provoking speech and fine literature. Definitely in Ireland now. right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Mark, your host, at today's edition of Right Between Your Ears. And just before we get on up to public service announcements, let's go over what we have been treating our ears to. Started up, as I said, in Ireland, and that was a tune called The Hills of Ireland. And it's a Canadian tune, even though it's Irish, because it was written by two Canadian brothers, Michael and Jeff Dana, D-A-N-N-A. And they're really worth looking up if you haven't heard of these fellas. They write beautiful, beautiful music, pretty much always in a Celtic vein, but incredible. And so that was Hills of Ireland, and that was followed up by a composition from Poland by Adam Skorupa and Krzysztof Brzinkiewicz. And it comes from a video game called Witcher Number 2, and the tune was called Flotsam at Sunrise. And I'm sending that out with a dedication to all the listeners out there, whoever you may be, that are currently playing as Geralt of Rivia, because if you haven't conquered the giant cephalopod yet, you will have to. And this little tune plays at the little tavern where you rest up in between bouts. So that's going out to all the Geralts of Rivia. Again, Flotsam at Sunrise. And that was followed up by two very short tunes by a band that you hear me play quite often on the show here. It's a band out of California called Shelley Phillips and Friends. And the first one was a traditional Brittany tune, which is, as almost everybody surely knows, Brittany is the, if you're in the English Channel, the south coast, the French coast, where it pokes way, way out into the west. That's Brittany. And if you're a follower of the TV series Vikings, you would know the story of Rollo, the brother of Ragnar, who went over there and made a deal with some of the English kings and French kings, and wound up getting a big chunk of that as his personal estate. And so those type of tunes kind of harken back to that. And when I listen to the music, I can hear a little bit of the blending of the cultured Frank mixed with the raw energy of the Viking, in a way. And the next tune was by the same Shelley Phillips and Friends, and it was called simply Jenny Pluck Pear. And it's a very ancient song, but it was written by a man named John Playford. And that brings us up to the Jammin' Workshop with Blue and Kelly Hopkins. This happens on Wednesday, just in a couple of days, on July the 4th. And where? It's at the Miyazaki House at 643 Russell Lane. And the cost is only $10. And if you want to buy tickets, contact the Miyazaki House Society, 250-256-7797, and get your hand on some tickets. Now, Blue and Kelly Hopkins. Blue and Kelly Hopkins make improving your skills fun and easy by providing chord and lyric sheets to a variety of songs. They'll guide and encourage you in a fun and relaxed atmosphere. All you need is an acoustic stringed instrument. Bring your guitar, your mandolin, your banjo, your bass, your fiddle, your ukulele, or whatever, as long as it's got strings. Bring your basic chord knowledge, a tuner, and a desire to make music and have fun. You can pre-register for this workshop before June 30th. Just email info@miyazakihouse.com or call 250-256-6808. And that takes care of our public service announcements. And after the ladies tell you who we are, we're going to get on in to the last set.
Radio Lilu 100.5 FM. Radio Lilu so on Banjo Game.
Radio Lilu 100.5 FM.
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 Doesn't matter how you say it or where you come from. This is Radio Lillooet 100.5 FM. Give the girl a glass of water.
Gumbo John was a swamper. He had a small cafe. Little old shack just outside of Baton Rouge. Everybody around said you had it made. If you were looking for the right kind of food, you just kick back and let the evening come. Out on the back porch at Gumbo John's. Me and the boys and the band would needin' a break. We were covered with road dust and the homesick blues. So we decided to starve and spend a few days, fill a few crawdads and check out the brew. Southern culture on the skid, but it sure is fun. Out on the back porch at Gumbo Jones. Alligator named Clyde out back in a little stream. He said, boys, he's a friend of mine, but he's still real mean. He said, you know, I used to play the guitar myself. He held up his hand, just had two fingers left. It was feeding time one evening, he'd had a few beers. Guess it got just a little too close, cause one chomp and old Clyde ended his musical career. But he could still rap back and sing that jolly blues out on the back porch, Gumbo John. Oh, you just kick back and let the evening come. Out on the back porch, Gumbo John.
Water right there. truth, no fears, one flag, oh yeah, we've been waiting for this, oh yeah, we all at?
We right here!
The official theme song of the 2018 FIFA World Cup, if you didn't know, and you might have recognized one of the voices in there was Mr. Will Smith, who helped to write that song. And if you want to look up to get a copy of that song, it's credited to Nicky Jam, who was the guy singing in Spanish. And he's also helped out by a lady from, I think, Kazakhstan. Her last name is Estrefi. And anyhow, it is time, after I tell you what we've been listening to, for the Radio Lillooet World Cup Report. And so first up, let me tell you what we had in this last set. And we started it out with a Frenchman named Pierre Edel, E-D-E-L. And his incredible rendition of Whole Lotta Love by Led Zeppelin. So, you know, there are cover songs and there are cover songs, and in my own opinion, there are some cover songs I heard that vie for first place with the original songs, and this one goes up in that category. I think he did just a spanking job on that. So I've heard a few other covers by this Pierre Edel, and they're all top quality. So that was Whole Lotta Love. And next tune up was a cover song as well, but I think it was exceptionally sung by a lady named Miss Bria Kelly, and again she sang herself inside out on an old James Taylor song called Steamroller Blues. And the last song you heard before the World Cup song was the man who wrote the song Polk Salad Annie, and that's Mr. Tony Joe White, who is a Louisiana native, and he's written more songs than I have fingers and toes, but not that many of them are as widely known as Polk Salad Annie. But that was his song called Gumbo John. And so again, that's Tony Joe White, who you will be hearing more of on this show. And now it's time for the World Cup Report, and here we go. Now, currently, we are in the round of 16, which will close up tomorrow. There'll be two games tomorrow, and from that round of 16, only 8 teams will emerge. Now, let's go backwards to the round of 16, and I'll tell you what happened during that round of 16. That was 32 teams had been reduced down to 16 by elimination of the first round, where they each set of four teams had to play each other, so three games each, the top two move on. and it broke down like this. Uruguay had to play Portugal, and they beat them by 2-1. France had to play Argentina, and France beat Argentina 4-3. Spain had to play Russia, and Spain lost, and the score was 4-3. Croatia was up against Denmark, and they whipped them at 3-2. Denmark had to go home. Brazil had to play Mexico. That was today, as a matter of fact, this morning. And Brazil, 2-0. Mexico had to go home. And now we had also later in the afternoon today, or later in the morning, we had Belgium up against Japan. Japan being the last Asian side left in the entire competition. And I'm telling you, several of these games, almost all of these round of 16 games, were nail-biters. Some of them ended in ties. They had to go into overtime, which ended in ties, and had to have penalty kicks. The Spain-Russia game being one example, and the Croatia-Denmark game being the second example. This Belgium-Japan game, the Japanese had 2-0 going into the second half, and the Belgian Red Devils fought back and scored 3 goals in regular time with, I think there was 4 minutes added on, and in the 4th minute, last couple of seconds, put in the last one just to cap it off, so they didn't have to go to overtime. So they really pulled up from nowhere. Now, up tomorrow is the last 2 games of the round of 16, which will turn the 16 teams into only 8 teams. And first up in the morning will be Sweden. We'll go up against Switzerland. And I won't make any predictions, but I tell you what, don't count the Swedes out. And about 2 hours later, Colombia will play England. And boy, oh boy, probably England will take them, but I'm telling you, this World Cup, as the commentators have said, it just keeps delivering. It's records are being smashed and broken. Things that never happened before are happening almost every single game. It has been just incredible so far, and there's more to come. So that's where we sit. We've got 2 more games of the round of 16, and starting on the 6th of July, we'll have 2 games of the quarterfinals, and on the 7th, 2 more games of the quarterfinals. And I can even tell you what the first 3 games, who will be pitted against too. So that's Uruguay, France, Brazil, Belgium, Russia against Croatia. And that's what has shook out of the box so far. So, with all that being said, I want to wish everybody a wonderful week, and looking forward to getting right between your ears again this time next week.
I want to listen. Want to listen. This is Radio Lillooet, 100.5 FM. The music is out there.